So I persuaded the director that I should wear my David Mellor teeth for the role. You see? He looked at it, he said, yeah, okay. And so we were trying out a certain look, which was the David Mellor teeth and a tea cosy on my head instead of a hat. This is out on a location. And this is now like the day of, and in the evening, I was going to be let off early so I could get over to Sarah Lamb's to do the Mystery Bruises show. All arranged, you see. And I came out of the caravan, down the steps, and there was this 5-foot Oriental girl out of the blue in this field. She looked at me with my Mellor teeth and tea cosy. She said, you look terrific, you see. So I got chatting to her, and it turned out she was a Vietnamese bait refugee girl who sailed out of wherever, and across the South China Sea to China, and China hadn't wanted them, and then they'd gone to Hong Kong. She spent a year in this little appalling camp, which was a warehouse. You weren't allowed out of the warehouse anywhere. They had to stay right there, and then they got sent to a country she'd never heard of, which was Scotland. Alloa, Scotland. And it was the first time she'd ever seen a bed, and she fell out of it, and the next day she'd got to go to school, and there were these weird clothes laid out for her. She put on the most colourful, which turned out to be her pyjamas. And her parents were very controlling, very strict, so she wasn't allowed out to play hardly at all. And so to pass her childhood, she took up the violin and was now actually an orchestral violinist, classical. But you know, she wasn't in constant employment with that, which is how come she was a stand-in on this film, because being short, she could stand in for the little kids while they went off to do their schoolwork. See what I mean? And then, you know, yeah. So they didn't waste time, and then when it came, they just did their thing. And then In the tea, where they sort of lay out buns and tea on a table, she leant on me. Seemed like, I don't know, this one's more alert. Maybe you wouldn't have noticed it if you hadn't affirmed something like this. She leant on me. And then I was telling her about my visit to the Ayunahunan tribe. Chief Jack Niver, worship of the Duke of Edinburgh. And then a bit later she said, you've got to go to Vietnam. Mystic geography coming in now. So I said, yeah, okay, I will then. Well, a week later, I had to go and see Richard Eyre at the National Theatre. I said, I made an appointment. I had some odd ideas that might amusing to think about, but anyway, I didn't tell him about them because I knew that he would like me to do another one man show because he likes those. So I said, really, what I've come to see you about is I'm going to do a new one man show. For this one, I do need money up front because I've run out of life now to talk about, and I didn't have to go places. He said, like, where? I said, well, I have to go to Vietnam, and also I have to go to Guyana. He said, why Guyana? And I heard myself say, I want to go to Jonestown. You know, where 993 people drank cyanided 7-Up. Oh, yeah. Jonestown, Guyana, yeah. Reverend Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Well, he knew what I was talking about anyway. He said, a bit comedy. I think, oh, yeah. Jonestown, fuck it. He said, we better see Diana. And it was Jonestown that swung the event. You know, it seemed quite normal that you go to Vietnam, but abnormal that you go to Guyana. So I've got an advance coming in of 2 to 3 grand. Now, you know, it's go whap with. Well, what's happened, however, is this.